Hello, I'm Jeremy Kay. I'm the father of two young children at Westside Waldorf School in Pacific Palisades, Southern California. Today is December the 5th, 2018, and I'm delighted to be joined by Lise Edwards, who is a teacher, early childhood teacher at the McComb campus in Westside Waldorf. Lise, welcome. Set the scene for us and tell us, you know, when did you decide to become a Waldorf teacher and how did you hear about it?
Well, I had was living in New York and was working with children in children's theater, doing original works, traveling around that Connecticut, New York, New Jersey area. And coincidentally, our rehearsal space was right next to the Steiner School on 78th Street. So I kind of knew there was this kind of education that was very different and very different from the schools that we were visiting to do our programs. Then skip over to, I moved to Los Angeles and I began teaching in mainstream early childhood. And I had a moment where I thought, can I really glue macaroni onto cardboard and do shaving cream as an artistic activity for another 20 years? And that kind of was my epiphany about if I wanted to continue working with children, I really needed to find a more depthful, a more cogent way of approaching them. And my husband had heard about Waldorf, read about it in a mothering magazine and before the internet, and looked up where the local Waldorf school was. And we went out to Highland Hall and had this incredible moment of, this is what we want our children to experience. If we had to do our education over again, this is where we would want to be. They had an open house, we saw the kindergarten, and we saw all the drawings and geometrics and the sculptures and everything that they were doing, and we were absolutely smitten with Waldorf education. My son was too young to really travel to Northridge from Santa Monica, so he stayed on this side, and then we became involved in the first Waldorf school on this side called the Santa Monica Waldorf School. And he ended up going there. He was in the very first class in 1988, the kindergarten class, and we were there. But they didn't have grades, so he transferred over to Highland Hall to go into one more year of kindergarten and start the grades. And then they began a training institute, a teacher training at the Waldorf School here in Santa Monica. So I was able to step out of mainstream early childhood and take teacher training in Waldorf training. And it was absolutely a classical education with wonderful teachers, and artistic and philosophical and practical and everything that I had searched for in terms of working with children. So that's how I came into it. I have been teaching now for 25 years. I was at 18 years at Highland Hall and another 6 years here at Westside Waldorf. So that's how I came to it.
Wonderful, thank you. So next, tell us this, what are the tenets of the Waldorf, the philosophy that underpins Waldorf education that really speak to you?
The things that really worked, Steiner did not actually write a curriculum for early childhood. That came later. There were many people that looked at early childhood. The first Waldorf school did not have a kindergarten or an early childhood setting. But Steiner gave us the indications of the stages of human development and the idea that we would teach or educate the children out of that understanding, the first 7 years and the second 7 years and then the last 3 years. That is made complete sense to me, and it made it seem like that's a way to be with children, to know what stage they're in their life and how can you meet that stage for them. And the idea also that the human being is the center of all learning, that it's relational, that we learn because of another human being. And the education supports the unfolding of each of these child's capacities, even in early childhood. We look at where they are with their capacities. And the idea, the picture is, of course, with Steiner, is the hands, the heart, and the head. And those are the three stages. And that is very satisfying to me as a teacher to work out of that understanding.
Yes.
And that's why I stayed and kept teaching.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think you've touched on this already, but tell us about, you know, what does the, broadly speaking, what does the Waldorf education provide the children?
Well, a foundation. certainly in the early years, a foundation to inhabit their physical body. We as teachers understand that the children have incarnated, are coming from a spiritual place, and they are incarnating. And that the first work of these first 7 years is really to come into a healthy inhabitation of their body. And so that's what we work a lot with in the early years. It's not an intellectual... I'm so sorry, Miss Edwards. Are you going to be here?
So
what does it provide for the children? Mm. It's a rhythmical way to approach life. It's structure in their daily life. That's what we provide. It's artistic, truly, genuinely artistic. The things that we do with painting and working with our fingers and everything are real wool, real silk, true paints, true watercolor. All of that things is important for the child, so that the sensory thing is also becoming healthy. So all of those senses, early senses, in early childhood are ready to go on to that journey through the grades. And the understanding that each child is unique, that each child unfolds at their own rate. We are able to see that, able to meet that, able to guide them through that as they unfold. And that the children, we're educating them to become human. We're not educating them to a test.
Yes.
So, carrying
on from that, how does the education dovetail with, let's say, a non-Waldorf education in later life, say at high school, and with the job market? How are the children being prepared for the real world?
Unfortunately, I've been around Waldorf so long. I have children that have gone from nursery, and now I hear about them. They're past college and everything. It prepares them for being human. So if they don't know something, they know how to go and find out about it. They go on to higher education. They do very well in higher education, and they go into many different fields. They go into medicine, they go into engineering, they have astrophysics. We have a graduate that is leading the Mars rover this is a Waldorf graduate that on 2020 he will be there dropping the Mars rover onto Mars. I mean, we have children gone on to business. We certainly have children go into the arts, all forms of the arts, and psychology. So every one of them from Waldorf can find their way in the world, and they do. And they do fine. They are interested in other humans. They can engage with other humans. They are ready for the world. And it's not that they can't do all the computer work and the technology, but they have the addition of really being able to meet human to human, I think, and that's a big plus for these children.
Yes,
I think, and I've seen them, go out into all kinds of things. The other thing is that when they have journeyed together, and I experienced this with my own children all the way from kindergarten through high school with my children, they are lifelong friends, and they've all branched out into different things, but they still get together. They still are interested in each other, and they have made, a lifelong connection with children through their educational journey.
Yes, absolutely. And then you touched on technology. Just my penultimate question is, how are Waldorf children geared to cope with the fast pace of life today and the information that comes, tumbling towards us every minute?
Yeah, we are very much challenged by that too. And it's turned around, because when my children were growing up, they're already... my older one is in his 30s, we didn't have that same challenge, and you can see it impacting. I see children in early childhood walking around with pretend cell phones and pretend Apple Watches and stuff. They see everything. We have to really work to not move into that fast pace. We have to really look at how the outside culture perhaps does not support what we're trying to do here. So in the early years, because that's my interest, we really try to protect them from screen time. And that really supports their growth and their development, the eye development, the idea of making mental pictures, their own mental pictures, so that they can go on and learn. That supports that in the early years. So if we can hold back from some of that stuff tumbling onto them in those early years, they will be stronger later on, because it will come, it comes crashing down. We sell phones for children in fourth and fifth grade or whatever. And so it's, and each family has to decide for themselves, what is the amount of technology, what is it that they want to expose their children to. So, you know, it's something we work with all the time. Yeah, all sure. the time. Yeah.
Thank you, Lise. And finally, just describe for us, the Waldorf community.
Well, it's we are in a difficult world, in a challenging world, and I see the Waldorf community, whether it was here at Highland Hall or whether it was here at Macomb, as really a place of goodness, of support. This is parents and teachers, of a place of courage, because we do sometimes stand alone about certain things, and it's a place of solace and certainly of connection. And that is a really, it is a good place to be for parents, that you feel connected, you feel engaged, and you work together on being listened to, on addressing things like the technology, whatever is coming from the world, we work on it together. And I think parents who have come to Waldorf have made a very informed choice. Certainly here in Los Angeles, where there are so many private schools of all kinds that you can choose, the ones that come into Waldorf really have made a decision about what kind of education they might want for their children. They do want for their children, and so then you go on to form this community of kind of like-minded people and support, who also support your kind of feelings about education and family life. So
wonderful, Lise Edwards. Thank you very much for your talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.